जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा मा जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा
श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेत गौर भक्तविंद की श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महान की श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की श्री श्री गौर निताय की कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवताम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल गोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Jai Sri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So we welcome all of you this evening for the Sunday feast program. And I'm especially grateful to the temple authorities for giving me this opportunity to speak this evening. I seek everybody's blessings so I can speak something for the benefit of everybody and myself. So this month, the theme of the discussion for last few weeks has been Krishna book. We are trying to have a monthly Sankirtan festival where we all could go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And this month we are trying to kind of promote the Krishna book, as you can see, because I'm sure you've never seen a display like this in front of a speaker. So this book that Srila Prabhupada wrote, it is a summary study of the 10th canto. We understand Srimad Bhagavatam, we have 12 cantos. And it's interesting, Srimad Bhagavatam is a discussion between two great souls, Srila Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. And it is a question-answer session, but it goes on for 7 days. And in those discussion, the center of the discussion is Krishna. But it's interesting that Krishna actually appears. The detailed description about Krishna's activities does not come until the 10th canto. So Srila Prabhupada, when he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam, he, in the mood of urgency, he didn't know that he will live long enough to translate the 10th canto. So Srila Prabhupada wrote a summary of the entire 10th canto in the form of Krishna book. Now, how many of you have Krishna book? And how many of you don't have? Some are not even raising their hands. They're not sure. So, those who don't have and those who are not sure, we request you after the end of the session, you please purchase this book. And now I'll explain, or we'll try to briefly explain the glory of this book. Now, Krishna, within our society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or when we say, who's God? There is no doubt within the mind of a ISKCON devotee or a Hare Krishna devotee that that person is Krishna. Now this choice is not because I am black and Krishna is also black, so Krishna is God. One time Srila Prabhupada was visiting South Africa and Prabhupada began his lecture. And these were all, you know, South African local nation, local people were there. So Prabhupada began the lecture by saying, Krishna is black in color. So everybody was very happy. You know, they could see everybody's smile on everybody's face. Then Prabhupada said, but not like you. So basically, to illustrate the point, Krishna likes to play flute. And flute is one of my favorite musical instruments. So I accept Krishna as God. And Krishna, actually, when we were in our college days, Krishna was very famous, because most of us, those who don't know the detailed description behind Krishna's Leela, everybody understood Krishna to be a flirt. You know, he used to always be with the girls. So, you know, I like that. So, he's my God. So, our choice of Krishna as God is not because of this. And there are many controversies in Mahabharata. There are certain things that Krishna did which is bewildering to the minds. So, how could Krishna do that? Now again, if you understand a simple logic, Krishna is God. He can do whatever He wants. But still, our material mind wants to reason everything out. Why did Krishna do this? Why did Krishna inspire, or why did Krishna tell Yudhishthira to lie when he is Dharmaraj? When he is a person who is not going to lie. But he kind of forced Yudhishthira to lie. Why did he do that? And when Karna's chariot was stuck in the mud, Krishna told Arjuna, this is your opportunity, shoot him. But the code of conduct of warfare instructs that you don't shoot a person who is not bearing arms or weapons. So Karna was helpless. But Krishna ordered Arjuna, shoot him. This is your opportunity. So people start questioning, why did Krishna do this? And when Duryodhan was killed, it was Krishna who told Bhima the exact spot where to hit him and he will be killed. Controversy. So it's very difficult for people to accept Krishna, especially those who have limited understanding or heard from here and there. You know, before even accepting Krishna, they don't talk about Krishna lifting Govardhan. They don't talk about Krishna killing demons. But all these things come in front of them. And the most controversial of all, Krishna dancing with the young girls. So that will be our discussion this evening. And again, all these descriptions are very wonderfully presented by Srila Prabhupada in his Krishna book. So, this evening, with the blessings of everybody, we'll try to basically get an idea of what this divine dance of the Lord is. Now, we have no qualification, or it's not my prerogative to explain you Rasa Leela. We have no qualification to do that. But, based on Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada lists out 10 points. It's very interesting. When I was going through the books, figuring out what chapter I should speak on. And there are 10 points where systematically Prabhupada is kind of defending Krishna. Why did Krishna do this? So Prabhupada is defending each and every point. And there are 10 points that Srila Prabhupada lists which will clarify the doubt that we all have. Now, how many of us here have some doubt that, you know, what Krishna did with the young girls is not appropriate? How many of you have any doubts? I think I should not speak. Now, if you don't have doubts, in fact, one time Srila Prabhupada, when he was leaving this planet, Prabhupada asked one of his disciples, are you convinced 100% that Krishna is God? And this devotee couldn't say that. He said, no, Prabhupada, my guru is asking me this question, so I'm going to be honest. Although I'm chanting, but still there's something within, somewhere in my heart, where I have some doubt. And one of the topics was this, that, you know, why did Krishna do that? Because it's very important in fact, Parikshit Maharaj had the same question. See, you are all elevated souls because you all are convinced that what Krishna did was absolutely right. But Parikshit Maharaj had the same question. That, my dear Sukadeva Goswami, why did Krishna do this? I have heard that in the middle of the night, Krishna called on these young girls and he danced with them. I don't think this was appropriate. So this is the doubt that Parikshit Maharaj also had. So Prabhupada makes the first argument. Prabhupada says that when Krishna performed this dance of Rasleela, Krishna was only 8 years old. Krishna was only 8 years old. Now we see, when young girls, you know, who are like 7, 8 years old, when a girl and boy is playing, the parents are not so much worried. Because, you know, they're doing their little child thing, you know. They don't have so much anxiety, oh, this, my son is with this girl, you know, what's going to happen? They're totally free, because at the age of 8, this conjugal affection doesn't rise in the heart. So Krishna was 8 years old. So Prabhupada is giving this argument that at the age of 8 years, where will this feeling come? So then one may say, but this is not an ordinary boy. This is Krishna. So what if he, because he's Krishna, maybe he had that feeling. That's why he wanted to enjoy with these girls. So Prabhupada gives a very powerful argument to this. Prabhupada says, Krishna is Aptakam. One of Krishna's name is Aptakam. Aptakam means one who can fulfill his desires just by desiring. Now, you know, it's hot, scorching heat. When you're thirsty, now you just think, oh, I'm thirsty. And suddenly water comes within and your thirst is quenched. Does it happen like that? You are looking for water everywhere. You know, that's why the cooler downstairs is the most busy spot during summertime in the temple, you know. Because people are all surrounded, congregated there to drink water. And when you're hungry, you need food. But Krishna has a system within. Krishna has a system within that he just desires. I'm thirsty. There's something within Krishna. Thirst is quenched. I'm hungry. My hunger is taken care of. When a man wants a child, he needs a wife. Through the wife, he begets a child. But when Krishna wants to have a child, Mahavishnu, when he desired a lotus stem from his navel, and Brahma was born. Now, how many of us can do that? Just desire, okay, and then from our navel, a lotus comes, a lotus stem, and on the lotus we see Brahma smiling at us, Hari Bol. Nothing like that happens. Narayan Rishi, when they were performing tapasya, and there is one personality who always gets disturbed when somebody is very intensely chanting, and that person is Lord Indra. So Lord Indra, when he saw Narayan Rishi performing tapasya in Badrika Ashram, he was disturbed. Oh, this person is up to it. He always feels that somebody is doing tapasya because they want his post. So he sent his apsaras to go and disturb Narayan Rishi. And these apsaras were dancing in front of Narayan Rishi and doing all kinds of things. But Narayan Rishi not disturbed at all. In fact, Narayan Rishi didn't have, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead just desired. And it happened. The Lord is Aptakam. So this argument that Krishna was 8 years old, but what if he had the desire? If he had the desire, he could have just fulfilled his desire. He doesn't need anything outside of him to enjoy. One time in Iowa, there are these farmers who grow corns. And every year there was this one farmer who was getting the award for the best corn grown in the neighborhood. So naturally, anytime you do something good, the reporters come. They want to find out, you know, oh, can you tell us what is the secret? He said, there's no secret. But I'll tell you one thing. The same corn that I grow in my farm, I distribute it to my neighbors. Now you may wonder, you know, what kind of foolish businessman he is. Right? He is revealing his secrets to others. But then he said that because during summer time, if these people don't grow the quality of corn that I grow, because of the wind, the pollens, will come and affect my own crops. So I have to make sure that everybody around is growing the same kind of corn. So this person is dependent on somebody else. But Krishna is aptakam. He doesn't have to depend on anybody. One time in Texas, the governor of Texas, this was many years ago, Mark White, he was traveling, he was riding with his wife on the freeway, and suddenly his car needed gas. So he stopped at a gas station. He stopped at the gas station, and then when he was filling the gas attendant, the moment his wife saw the gas attendant, he noticed there was something going on. He suspected something, but he didn't say anything. So he filled the gas and he was driving, but this was in his mind. So he asked his wife, "I noticed that when we stopped at the gas station to fill the gas, I saw between you and the gas attendant, there was something going on." So this governor said, "Were you thinking that if you are not with me today, you would have been a wife of a gas attendant?" And his wife responded, said, "No, that gas attendant would be the governor today." You see, in this world, we are dependent on somebody for our success, to maintain ourselves. But Krishna is aptakam. Now one may say, okay, Krishna is 8 years old, Krishna is aptakam. But when Krishna was surrounded with these girls may have agitated Krishna's mind. So how do you contract that argument? Now one of Krishna's name is Yadupati. Now in India, you know, when we say pati, we always in pati means somebody's husband. But Yadupati means the controller of the Yadus. This is one of Krishna's name. He is the controller of the Yadus. So, and in the history, there is no record of even one member of the Yadu dynasty having any bad record of, you know, getting disturbed or not able to control his senses, mind running here and there. There's no record of any member of the Yadu dynasty, and that Yadu dynasty has been controlled by Yadupati, who is Krishna. Now Arjuna, when they were on exile, Arjuna went to the heavenly abode, and there he came across Urvashi, the same heavenly damsel we just discussed. So when he came, so when Urvashi saw Arjuna's beauty and his charm, she was so attracted and she proposed Arjuna. He said, "Let's have a relationship, my dear Arjun." And what did Arjun do? He prostrated himself. He said, "My dear Mataji, sorry." So the moment she heard Mataji, she became very, very angry. And she cursed him. Said, "You will be eunuch for 1 year." Now, you know, in India, this is a common story. You know, when brahmacharis, anywhere, we distribute books. So a young girl approaches the book table. And, you know, the girl is very interested. She's going through the books. And suddenly, the girl asks, "What is the price of this book? I want to buy this book." And this brahmachari goes, "Mataji, this is $5. So she becomes furious. "Should you calling me Mataji? Do you look like I'm Mataji?" Because in our Vaishnava circle, we address every other woman as Mataji. So Urvashi, is natural for Urvashi to get disturbed and to refuse. Now who would refuse her proposal? But Arjuna was such a dhira purush. He was able to control. Now who's Arjuna? Arjuna is just a devotee of Krishna. Now when he was kind of seduced by Urvashi, he was not disturbed. So how is that Krishna, who is Yadupati, can be disturbed in the midst of all these girls? Very interesting argument, isn't it? Are you all with me still? Or did I lose you? Or are you awake? I should be turn the fan off. And again later on, Arjuna, you know, he was teaching when he was 1 year in exile and he was a eunuch. He was teaching this king of the daughter of Uttara, a daughter of Virat named Uttara. And when the king found out who this person is, he said, "You should marry my daughter." But then he said, "No, I cannot do that. My relationship with your daughter has been a relationship of guru and disciple." He refused that proposal. He said, "Instead, I will marry my son Abhimanyu to you." Again, the same situation. Now, Arjuna is a devotee of Krishna. He didn't get agitated. He didn't get disturbed. So what does this teach us? Krishna, who is Yadupati, how can he be disturbed when he's in the middle of all these gopis? Now, Parikshit Maharaj addresses Sukadeva Goswami with a very interesting... He addresses him as Suvrata. Suvrata means one who has never spoken a lie. One who has always spoken the truth. Now, Sukadeva Goswami, it's very interesting to find out what kind of personality Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami was in the womb of his mother for 16 years. 16 years he was in the womb of the mother. And he didn't want to come out of the womb. Why? Because he was very afraid that if I come out of the womb, material energy will catch me and I'll fall in Maya. So only when Krishna, the Yadupati, assured him, "No, no, no, you can come out. I will take care of you." Sukadeva Goswami came out. And Sukadeva Goswami, immediately after he came out of the womb, mother, he started to walk. Bhagavatam describes that how he was totally naked. He was covered in the four directions and walking. And his father Vyasadeva running behind him, calling him, "Where are you going? You know, today is your birthday and you are on the way. I want to make a celebration." But he was running, running, running. And then while he was running, Sukadeva Goswami came through a small pond where there was young girls, they were bathing. And Vyasudeva was also, the moment they saw Vyasudeva, they all covered themselves. So Vyasudeva got a little confused. He said, "How is it that when my son, who is only 16 years old, and he is not even clothed, he is only clothed in the fourth direction, you didn't cover yourself? But I am good enough to be a grandfather. But the moment you see me, you covered. Why is that?" So they explained that this person does not see a distinction between a boy and a girl. He only sees the spirit soul. He is a totally liberated soul. Now this person is speaking about Krishna. So do you think he has any interest in speaking some mundane affairs? This is the caliber of the devotee who is speaking this Srimad Bhagavatam. And again, all these points are very systematically explained in Krishna book. So you have to take this book after the class. My little advertisement, I'll keep saying this. Now, Prabhupada makes the fifth point. Prabhupada says, any person who thinks about Krishna, Om apavitro pavitrova sarvavastam gatopiva yas smaret pundarikaksham sa bhaya abhyantara suchi. That when we think about Krishna, just by thinking about Krishna, we become purified within and without. Just by chanting the names of Krishna, we become purified. But this God is impure because he is dancing with young gopis. Make sense? Yes? No? So Prabhupada is giving this argument. Now if, you know, when we are, this common scene sometimes, when you go up with prasadam all, if a dal is spilled on the floor, to clean that dal, you get another cloth. Isn't it? You get another cloth and you clean that dal on the floor, and
their cloth becomes dirty. So one may argue, now I have chanted Krishna's holy name, so Krishna has cleansed my heart, so Krishna has become dirty now. Again, it's a valid argument, right? But is that the case? One time there was a devotee, I'll tell you a story. I recently heard about this story. One time there was a devotee. Before he became a devotee, when he was 13 years old, he had committed 3 murders. And when he was 17, he had committed 7 murders. He was a criminal. And then he was one of the best drug peddler. You know, he was to sell drugs. So one time, police were chasing him. Police were chasing him, and then he came to Moundsville. Moundsville is where we have our New Vrindavan temple. So he said, if I want to hide, this is the best place. Nobody will recognize me. So he hid there. But in order for him to hide there, he had to take the dress of the people living in the temple. So he shaved himself. And that those days, you know, any person comes, okay, come, you become a devotee. Take the Japamala and there it is. No background check. In fact, today also we don't do so much. You just come because we understand any person who walks in this door is Krishna's guest. So we treat them. That's why we have, they are welcoming every single devotee who comes or guest comes to the temple. Understanding that any person who walks in Krishna's temple is not an ordinary soul. So devotee naturally welcomed him. And then he realized, okay, now what I have to do? I have to get up early morning, take a cold shower. Because you know, if he was a little different, then they would have kicked him out of the place. But then he had to adopt the life because I want to be a devotee. So he wake up early in the morning, chant and dance in the Mangalarti. And then he had to chant every day. So 6 months he did that. 6 months he did that, and then he came to the, he was totally purified. Just by chanting Krishna's holy name. This is a true story. He became completely purified. But then he felt, I should let the community leader know that my background. So he went and told the community leader, and the community was shocked. Oh my God. But don't worry. I am no longer the old person. I am completely changed and I want to surrender my life to the lotus feet of Krishna. So the community leader told, immediately you should go and surrender yourself. But he said, I want to surrender to Krishna. No, you surrender to the cops first. So he went. He went to the nearby police station and then he said, oh, you know my name, and he told everyone. They were shocked. There's such a terrible criminal coming here and confessing him. So the judge was asking him all kinds of questions. He says, so what do you do? He said, I get up early in the morning, 4 o'clock. I take a cold shower. Even in winter, I take a cold shower. And then I sit for 2 hours at one place and I chant Hare Krishna. The judge was totally bewildered. I said, this is worse than jail life. Said, there is no better jail than that. You better go and stay there only. And then he said, you please tell me the names of your other members and I will release you. So he told everybody's name. And he is still a devotee today. Happily chanting Hare Krishna and dancing in the Kirtan. Just the power of Krishna's holy name. And we are talking about this God. Now, one time a priest was giving a sermon and he took out a $20 bill. Now, I'm not going to do that here, but a little demonstration. He took out a $20 bill and he said, how many of you want this $20 bill? How many of you want this $20 bill? So, everybody raised their arms. So, after some time, he took the $20 bill and he crumpled it. And he said, how many of you want this? So what happened? People's hands were still up. So I want it. So after a few minutes, he took that $20 bill, he put it on the floor and he was just trampled on it. And he took it out and said, how many of you want this $20 bill? So everybody raised their arm. The value of this $20 bill didn't decrease. So this argument that when we chant Krishna's holy name, we become pure, but then we make Krishna dirty, doesn't hold water, as they say. This was the fifth argument that Srila Prabhupada gives. Another argument Srila Prabhupada gives is, why blame Krishna? When Lord Ram was in the Dandakaranya forest, there was these rishis. These rishis, they came and they approached Lord Ram. He said, we want to marry you. Because they were so much charmed by Lord Ram's beauty. And Ram said, wait a minute. First of all, you are male. And you want to marry me. And again, I have taken ekapatni vow. I can only marry one. I can only have one wife, that is Sita. But don't worry. I'll fulfill your desire. I'm coming back in Dwapar Yuga as Krishna. And there you can take birth as young gopis. And then you can enjoy with me. So Prabhupada is putting this argument. Why are you blaming Krishna? In fact, these Rishichari gopis, they were also amongst the girls who were dancing with Krishna during the Ras Leela time. This is Prabhupada's another seventh argument. And then Prabhupada gives very simple arguments but very powerful. Prabhupada says that Krishna is seated within the heart of every living entity. Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddheshu arjuna tishtati. So Krishna is in the heart of every living entity. So Krishna is also in the heart of every single gopi who's dancing with Krishna. Even before that, Krishna is there. The most closest person that we have is Krishna. So Prabhupada is making an argument on this. Then why blame Krishna then? So Krishna is already there in your heart. Krishna is in the heart of the gopis. Then Prabhupada makes the ninth argument, the ninth point. I have 10 minutes, so I'm trying to rush through. Prabhupada says, in fact, it is not Krishna dancing with other people's wife, the gopis. We are dancing with Krishna's wives. Because Sarva Lokam Haishwara, Krishna is the cause of all causes. Everything in this material world or in the spiritual world belongs to Krishna. Right? We are all part and parcel of Krishna. Mamaiva Amsha, Krishna says. We are all Krishna's part and parcel. So everything in this material world that exists belong to Krishna. In fact, Prabhupada mentions in his purport, it was when the gopis, they left when Krishna played the flute and Krishna called them. Prabhupada explained that the bodies of the gopis were where they are. In fact, the soul of these gopis went and danced with Krishna. And Prabhupada makes a nice statement. When two spirit enjoys, that is love. When matter enjoys with matter, that is lust. Very simple argument. And Prabhupada says, when there is no record, because we know when matter and matter enjoys, there is third matter. But when spirit and spirit enjoy, there is no third spirit. There is no reference in Bhagavatam anywhere that after the Ras Leela, these gopis are pregnant. There is no reference of that. So that tells us that this activity is spiritual and divine. It is not something material. And one time, you know the pastimes of Brahma Vimohan Leela. When Brahma wanted to test Krishna, he stole all the cows and the gopas. And in fact, it is explained that that one year, Krishna became the gopas. And he married practically all the gopis. Again, they were married to gopas, different cowherd boys. But who was that? That was Krishna. This is another argument that Prabhupada makes. It's right here in Krishna book, if you read the section. Very interesting. And then Prabhupada makes his 10th argument. Prabhupada says, in this material world, everybody is after romance. Everybody likes to hear about romance. There is novels about romance. There is movies about romance. There is song about romance. Practically every song is about romance. But what happens? This romance, this mundane romance, produces lust in our heart. This mundane romance keeps us tied up in this material world. So what does Krishna do to substitute that material romance? Krishna performs his romance in the spiritual world. And Prabhupada says, just by hearing this romance that Krishna and Radha and Krishna performs with other gopis, our heart becomes cleansed. In fact, we are supposed to read that. Sukadeva Goswami, who is a pure devotee, totally self-realized, he is speaking about this pastime. So do we think it is ordinary? It's not ordinary. So these are the 10 arguments that Prabhupada makes. And the 11th one, one devotee mentions this. The 11th point is, now just imagine, if for our Sunday feast here, you know, there are big sportsmen, celebrities, Hollywood stars, right? If Michael Jordan, I know how many of you are football fans, I mean basketball fans, if he comes every Sunday to our Sunday feast program, start dancing in the kirtan, chanting the holy name, and listening to pravachans, people will wonder, oh my God, this guy is taking it seriously. That means there is something here going on here. Right? Or a big Hollywood star is taking seriously about Krishna consciousness. He will actually start feeling. You may know nothing about Krishna. But just because this person is a very popular figure, if he is taking interest, maybe there is something, some substance. Right? So let's try to understand who are the personalities who wants to participate in this rasa dance. Now everybody in this world is after Lakshmi. You know what Lakshmi is, right? Money is the honey, they say. Everybody in this world is after Lakshmiji. Right? They want Lakshmi, they want money. But now the same Lakshmiji, she wants to participate in Raslila. And Krishna said, sorry, house full. No entrance. You have to go into Belvan and perform tapasya. And she never got opportunity, she never got entrance into Raslila. In fact, at the most she got the opportunity to be on Krishna's chest as a golden hair, Srivastava. She never got entrance. Narad Muni, the best of all the rishis, the best of all the brahmacharis. Now if this was a mundane affair between a boy and a girl, this sage who has given up everything, all the worldly things, he is curious, he wants to enter this Leela of the Lord. So he took a dip in Kusum Sarovar, he comes out as Naradi Gopi, and then he had to change his body to participate in the Leela of the Lord. The best of all the Dhira Purush, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, Parvati is sitting on his lap, and he's speaking about renunciation. And Chitragotu is bewildered and he makes this comment. Lord Shiva, the most Dhira Purush, he wants to participate. When he hears about this last Leela, he wants to enter this last Leela. And he also had to change his body. He took a dip in Manasaganga and then he comes out as Gopeshwar Mahadev. So these are the people whom we worship. And these are the people who wants to participate in this spiritual divine dance of the Lord. And they had to go through so much of trouble to take or to participate in this Leela of the Lord. So do we think this is a mundane affair? People make a big controversy out of it. So these are 10 points that Prabhupada very systematically explains in Krishna book. Now, before I end, I would like to tell you a very interesting story. Is everybody still awake? You should sit erect. You'll never fall asleep. Because you know, you go like this, then you'll fall asleep. Prabhupada, as I was mentioning before, He didn't knew that he was going to live that long. So he thought it was an urgent need for him to write a summary study of the 10th canto. So Prabhupada immediately started to work and used to be up every night. And he wrote, he finished his book, the summary study of 10th canto. Now when he finished his book, this was in 1969 or 70, I believe. There was nobody to print this book. So, at that time Prabhupada was in London. And just around that time, the Beatles, they were becoming devotees. Shishi Kishore Kishore ki jai, Shishi Jagannath Baldev Subhadramaya ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai. So they were just becoming devotees and they were becoming very favorable to Krishna consciousness. And one of them was George Harrison. How many of you know George Harrison? There are many people who don't know. Either you don't want to answer or you want to be neutral. So George Harrison, he was becoming very serious about Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada had to find somebody who can donate a huge sum of money to print this book. So Shyamasundara Prabhu, one of Prabhupada's very leading disciples, he became very close friends with George Harrison. And again, you have to understand, when you have a lot of money, people are after you only for money. And you don't know, this person is becoming very friendly to me because of my money, or he is generally becoming friend with me because he wants to be my friend. So Prabhupada called Shyamasundara Prabhu. He said, I want you to ask George, or I want you to ask George to help print this book. Now Shyamasundara Prabhu said, Prabhu, this is Prabhupada, this is not a good idea. You know, I'm just becoming close with him and you know, he may think we are also like others after his money. So I don't think it's a good idea, Prabhupada. Let's not do it. Prabhupada said, no, you have to ask him. So I'm again arguing with him. No, Prabhupada. You know, sorry, we should not do this. It's a question of reputation, you know. Let's find some other donors. And again, you know, see, Prabhupada, very simple. No, ask him. Don't worry. Everything will be all right. But Shyamasundara Prabhu was still feeling. So that evening, George invited Shyamasundara to his house. So Shyamasundara Prabhu and George Harrison, they're sitting in a table and having a nice conversation. Nice katha, you know, talking about Krishna, talking about Prabhupada, talking about many different things. And Shyamasundara Prabhu is thinking, how will I tell him? I have the order of my guru on my head. How will I tell him? So then if he's figuring out, oh, you know, George, Prabhupada has written this good book, Krishna. He talks about Krishna and Krishna's life, all the actual Krishna did, and you know, trying to figure out how to ask him. You know, he's trying to go around and around. And George is also very eager and listening. And suddenly Shyamasundara Prabhu said it. But Prabhupada wants you to help him print his book. And George became very grave. And Shyamasundara Prabhu thought, oh, now he's going to say, oh, I thought you are my friend. You are also after my money. And you're also asking me for money to print this book. Oh, how sad. George didn't say it, but Shyamasundara was thinking. Just before George could say something, a miracle took place. A thunderstorm struck the house of George Harrison. This after this conversation, lights went off. There was total darkness. And Shyamasundara was wondering, he couldn't see George, where is he, you know, because it's all dark. So what's happening? In his heart he's still thinking, George is thinking like this. And another thunderstorm struck. This went on for about 5 to 6 minutes. And the lights came on. And then there was a broad smile on George Harrison's face. And he said, how can I refuse that? And he gladly. And Shamsip was amazed. Did I hear that right? But then Shamsundar Prabhu, when he was recollecting this pastime, he was saying it was Krishna's arrangement. Because he saw George's face when he made that plea. He became very grave and he seemed upset. But Krishna, through the thunderstorm, and again that lightning had to struck his house only, in London of all the houses. And at that moment, so it was Krishna's desire that George Harrison donates for this book. So we all could get benefit. We all could get benefited by reading this Krishna book. And I want to read Srila Prabhupada's gratitude to George Harrison, what he is writing about George. I hope it's in this book because it's in the... Yeah. So Prabhupada's words. My grateful acknowledgement is due to Sriman George Harrison, now chanting Hare Krishna, for his liberal contribution of $19,000 to meet the entire cost of printing this volume. May Krishna bestow upon this nice boy future further advancement in Krishna consciousness. This is Prabhupada's gratitude. And again, 19,000 is probably today $500,000 at that time. This was in 1969-70. So you could see how much grateful Prabhupada was to George Harrison to help print his book. And Prabhupada said, any person who reads this Krishna book sincerely, he'll become a lover of Krishna, and at the end of this life, he'll go back to the spiritual world. That is the power of reading this Krishna book. So, you know what I'm going to say next. Can you all guess? So I would request all of you, those who are gathered here, please buy this book. Even if you have this book, please buy this book. Because there's no greater gift that you can give somebody. Now the person may not even realize what he's holding. But if this person gets inspired to read the divine words coming from the mouth, from the lips of a pure devotee, that is only life transforming. So, I thank you very much for your time and kind attention. So now you can all line up here and take this book. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Take it.
Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine.
Shiva Thank you.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Today is different.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Where did you come from?
Hare 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 Rama
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare,
Hari,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Together, everyone below.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Yeah.